Toronto at Noon continues on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Well, I know we talk a lot about, you know, stuff like we just did in terms of making kids active and making sure that, you know, some of the at-risk communities are taken care of. And we focus a lot on that part of making sure that, you know, this city runs as it should, and we have some challenges. But there are other parts of it where, you know, the police are involved. And there's a special kind of training that's involved, and I know we have our Guns and Gangs initiative and the task force. More often than not, we think of that in terms of force, in terms of guns, gangs, and force. Well, there's an interesting kind of initiative underway. Simone Malbolgat is with us right now, the artistic director of Mixed Company Theater. You guys are stepping up and you're helping sort of, I guess, to some degree, I guess you're sensitizing, but you're also providing this sort of out-of-the-box training for police officers.
That's right.
Who came up with this idea?
Well, I've been working on this kind of theater where we use innovative, socially relevant drama as a tool to educate, engage, and empower for positive change. So what we try to do is we work with people with disabilities, for instance. I just heard you before. And we work in schools dealing with anti-bullying, cyberbullying. We work with drugs and alcohol prevention in terms of driving. We've got a number of shows that we've created that what we try to do is the first act is all the problems, all of the various things that could go wrong, the choices that one makes.
That could be a long act.
We try to keep it short and sweet. And then what we try to do in the second part is ask the audience to look at the choices that were made, and they step up and show us, rehearsing for reality, to change what they've seen. And what we try to do is make sure that the manipulator is not magical, he's not going to change, or she's not going to change, but what we try to do is encourage the kind of thing where someone might need emotional discipline, or someone might need mental strength, not to get sucked into that kind of game that's going on. And knowing what your boundaries are.
So tell me how I can see this working in, you know, sort of an educational environment, a community environment, but you've kind of taken this and inserted it or included it in the police training.
That's right. What we did was we're working with the Toronto Anti-Violence Intervention Strategy, and what they have done is said, oh, there are certain problems that are going to be happening because we have new offices that are going to be going into two new divisions. Mm-hmm. And within that, we want these officers to encounter all of the problems that they will encounter, but in this setting where we can address it, look at it, and see what else we can do rather than get into a violence or get that youth in trouble and into prison, right? Because they're going to be arrested for whatever it is. So there's youth that would be asked their name, not once, not twice, but during the course of this new officers always coming out, maybe 8-10 times. And that's going to really disturb the neighborhood and some of the youth.
And something as simple as that.
And then what we try to do is say, okay, we've got actors that are going to play that role, and now the police officers will have to deal with them in this environment and see what else they could do, like as opposed to escalating the situation, how do we de-escalate?
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know what? Those are all sort of those soft skills that sometimes they don't translate so well into manuals and that, and you really do need that ability to brainstorm it and work it out. This is really kind of interesting. Can you, if folks want more information about it, where can we go, Simone?
Well, we have a website, www.mixedcompanytheater.com. Mixed Company Theater is all one word.
Yep, very good.
Phone number is 416-515-8080. And we've been doing this for workplaces. For instance, we worked on harassment issues. We have the office bully, and we've got shows that deal with mental stress. So what we've tried to do is really use theater as a tool for change.
Well, as it always should be. It's always good for you to join us. Thanks, and good luck with this.
Thank you very much.
Simone Malbogat is the Artistic Director of Mixed Company Theater. Want more information? All one word, mixedcompanytheater.com. 1242 on Toronto at noon.